Going to learn Daf Chaf Beis Amud Aleph of Maseches Rosh Hashanah, the last Amud of the first Perek of Maseches Rosh Hashanah, a long first Perek. We are up to Daf Chaf Beis Amud Aleph at the Mishnah, four lines from the top of the page. Says the Mishnah, Av Ubno Shara'u Es HaChodesh. If a father and son both witness the new moon, Yelechu, they should go to be made in Bezdin. Lo shem itstarf in Zemzeh. Now, the reason you want them both to go is not because they can actually combine to be a single group of witnesses that can actually be made about the Chodesh. Ela shem yipasel echad mehen. It's just that if one of them were to become pasul, one of them were to found to be problematic, or one of the one of another set of Edim, yitstarif hasheni emacher. The remaining one could then combine with someone else who shows up to be made about the Levana, and therefore you'll still have a good Eidos. So everyone should come, and we'll figure out who's able to be kosher. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Av Ubeno, Kolakrovin, Ksherin LeEidos HaChodesh. Rabbi Shimon says, no, they can actually testify. A father and a son, and all relatives, are kosher for Eidos HaChodesh. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Maisa B'Tovia HaRofei Sharah HaChodesh B'Yerushalayim. There was a story of Tovia, the doctor, who saw the new moon in Yerushalayim, who Ubino V'Avdu Meshuchrar. And the group that had seen the new moon was this Tovia HaRofei, his son, and his freed servant. The three of them saw it together, and they came to Beis Din HaGadol to be made about what they had seen. V'Kiblu HaKohanim Osoves B'No, Upaso Asavzo, and the Kohanim in Yerushalayim accepted Tovia, and they accepted his son, but they pasled his servant, because they assumed that Krovim are kosher le'edus HaChodesh, like Rabbi Shimon's opinion. So they accepted him and his son as a single group of witnesses, but they pasled the Eved, even though he was an Eved Meshuchar. And normally, when an Eved Kanani is freed, he becomes a Jew. He's absolutely a full-fledged Jew, because they thought for Eidos HaChodesh you require miyuchasim. It's not enough to have a full-fledged Jew. You need someone with strong yichus, and therefore a ger would be disqualified. Ukshabol lefnei Beis Din. But then when they came to be made in front of Beis Din, kiblu osov es avdo upasul es beno. Beis Din corrected the situation and said, no, we're going to accept Tovia, we're going to accept his Eved, but we're not going to accept his son, because Krovim are not kosher. However, people who lack yichus are kosher le'edus. So main point number one, machlokas in the Mishnah, whether Krovim are kosher for Eidos HaChodesh, and machlokas whether an Eved Meshuchar is kosher for Eidos HaChodesh. Amar Rabbi Levi, my time in Rabbi Shimon, why is it that Rabbi Shimon holds Krovim are kosher for Eidos HaChodesh? Tichsiv, Hayom Rasham al Moshe ve'alaron ve'eretz Mitzrayim le'mar, HaChodesh hazalachem. Eidus zu tekesher bechem. God is speaking to Moshe and Aaron, who happen to be brothers, and he says, this Eidus about the Chodesh, you and Aaron, Moshe and Aaron, would be kosher for. Rabbanan Eidus zu te mesur lechem. The Rabbanan would understand that Beis Din could be mekabel Eidus HaChodesh like them, meaning that they have to be the Chashuvei Ador, that the Beis Din that's going to accept Eidus HaChodesh has to be people of stature relative to their generation, like Moshe and Aaron, but not that brothers are actually acceptable as Eidos HaChodesh. So that's the machlokas, how to understand HaChodesh Zeh Lochem, what it relates to Moshe and Aaron specifically. So maybe we'll make that a second main point, machlokas, whether the word Lochem, when referring to Moshe and Aaron, by Eidos HaChodesh, means that Krovim are kasher, or that the Beis Din needs to be smuchim. They need to be very important people who have smicha. Amr b'yosi, maisa b'tovia harofei. So the Mishnah told the story of Tovia harofei, his son, his eved. Amr avchanim barave, hilchasa k'rabi Shimon. We pass on like Rabbi Shimon that krovim are kasher feidus hachodesh. Amr le Rav Huna, the Rav Chanan barava, Rabbi Yossi u'maisa, Rabbi Yossi and and this maisa and this story, which all go against Rabbi Shimon, meaning against Rabbi Shimon, we have the shita of Rabbi Yossi, and normally we pass on like Rabbi Yossi, and we have this maisa that Beis Din pasled krovim for Eidos HaChodesh. And you're still going to say that Allah is like Rabbi Shimon, meaning how much do you need to go against Rabbi Shimon to not pasul like him? Here you have Rabbi Yossi against Rabbi Shimon, you have a maisa shahaya against Rabbi Shimon, and still you're going to pasul like Rabbi Shimon. Samar lo, Rav Chanan said to Rav Huna, how could you say not like Rabbi Shimon? Vazim and Sagin, Amr Kamed Rav. Many times we said in front of Rav, Hilchasa K'Rabbi Shimon, that we pass on like Rabbi Shimon, V'lam Levi V'lamidi, and Rav never corrected anything. So Amalei, Hechi Tanis. He says, well, how did you teach the Machlokas, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yossi? How did you say it over in front of Rav? who was the one that was machshir krovim le'edus, and who was the one that apostled. Amr le ipcha. Well, I said it the opposite of the way we had it in our Mishnah. The Rabbi Shimon is one that says krovim are apostle, and Rabbi Yossi is one that says they're kasher. Amr le mishum hachil amalach v'lamidi. That's why Rav didn't say anything to you, because when you said the halachas of Rabbi Shimon, because he was under the impression that you were saying that krovim are in fact puzzle. So it turns out that we're in agreement on that issue. If you're going to flip around the shittos, Amar Tavi Berei de Mari Tavi, Tavi the son of Mari Tavi said, Amar Maruk v'Amar Shmuel, Nim Maruk v'Amar Shmuel, Hilchus HaKrebi Shimon, that we in fact paskin like the shita of Rabbi Shimon. Some have a girsa ein halacha ke Rabbi Shimon. So it's a machlokas what exactly the girsa is over here. Okay, so it says in the Mishnah, we had said previously that a father and a son that went to be made on seeing the new moon, they should go, and if one of them becomes possible, he'll just combine them with someone else, with someone else who can could be mitzdari for the edus. Elu hein apsulim. The following people are possible from edus hachodesh, but this is going to be people who are possible midrabanan min hatorah. There are lots of psulim. These are people who are possible midrabanan hamesachik bekuvia. Someone who gambles. That's also to do either because it's gezel midrabanan. It's considered to be stealing on a drabanan level, or that the person is considered to not be osek bi yeshuva shalolam, to not have a proper sense of how money is made and lost. Umalve beribis. People who lend money with interest. That happens to be an isser min hatorah, but that's considered stealing on a drabbanan level. Umafricha yonin, people who race pigeons for money. Vesochre shviyas, people who do business with shemitah produce. Va'avadim, and avadim kananim, who have not been freed. Zaklal, kol edus she'ena isha ksherila, af hein einan ksherila. Any testimony that we cannot accept a woman for, we cannot accept any of these people for either. So the Gemara says, The Gemara now makes a diuk in the Mishnah. Any edus that a woman is puzzled for, these people are puzzled for. So the diuk is ha isha ksheirala. If you were to have edus that a woman is kosher for, like edus that a person died in order to be matir's wife to get remarried, we accept a woman to testify such a thing. Afheim ksheirin la. So these people, the list of these people in the Mishnah should also be kosher for. Amravashi zosomeres gazlan de devrayim ksheirin la edus isha. That's what we say, that a gazlan midrabanan is kosher for edus isha to testify to allow a woman to get remarried. So main point: the Mishnah lists people who are considered to be thieves on a derabanan level, and therefore pasul la edus, but anything a woman is allowed to testify for, like the death of someone's husband, these people are also allowed to testify for. Now the final Mishnah in the Perek. The Perek concludes with a Mishnah. Misha ras achadish. If someone sees the new moon on Shabbos and the person is weak or sick, ve'enu yachol ahalich, so he's unable to walk to Yerushalayim, malichim osa alechamar. We bring him, we ride him on a donkey, and we bring him to the Beis Din. It's chol Shabbos. You know, it's an isser of mechamer. You're allowed to be mechal Shabbos for kiddush achadish. Afilu bamita. Even if he's so sick that he's not even able to ride on a donkey, we could put him on a bed on the donkey. Ve'im tzodelehem, and if there are people who are afraid that it's unsafe on the road, who are going to stop them on the road and attack them, lokchin biyadon makalos, they're allowed to even take weapons to protect themselves, even though that involves carrying on Shabbos. It's a violation of the melacha utzaa. Ve'im hoisa derech rechoka, and if the eidim live in a very far off place from the Beis Din, and they have to go, travel constantly day and night, lochin biyadon mazonos, they're even allowed to bring food for the way. Shal mahalich la'leviyah, mechalin Shabbos, v'yosan leidus hachodesh. That Edom who live far away, nights and days journey from Beis Din, are allowed to go be Mechal Shabbos. But Edom who are further than a night and days journey, they're not supposed to go and be Mechal Shabbos to be made, because you can only be Mechal Shabbos if they're going to be able to be made to be Mekadesh L'Chodesh that day on Shabbos. But if they're more than a full day's journey away, then they're not going to make it anyway. So Shinemar, because the Pasuk says, Elim Ode Hashem Asher Tikrosam B'Moadam, that the Torah warns us not to, that Mikroi Kodesh should not pass by, that Kiddush HaKodesh and Beis Din is something we have to be very makbid about to make sure that it happens on time. So if we're able to make sure it happens on time, we're able to be Mechal Shabbos, you can even be Mechal Shabbos for that. So last main point of the Perek, the Mishnah tells us that if someone is ill, He's allowed to ride on a donkey on Shabbos and even carry weapons and food if necessary to go be Mekadesh the Chodesh in a timely fashion. So that is the end of the first parak of Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Hadron Lach Habar Rosh Hashanim. Bezos Hashem, next time we'll pick up at the beginning of the second parak of Maseches Rosh Hashanah.